This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. 19-year-old Brittany Sow knows from experience the damage COVID-19 can inflict on a family. The revered teenager contracted the potentially fatal disease. So did her mother. Her father had it worse.
He ended up having pneumonia. He ended up being severely sick, and he just couldn't eat anything. He had diarrhea. His fevers were really, really bad. My father was in the ICU for 45 days, and he also went to rehab. So my symptoms weren't as severe as my mom and my dad's, but I couldn't even move. Every time I walked down the stairs, I was really dizzy. I had really bad headaches. I couldn't stomach anything down. I just couldn't eat. And it was just the three of us, and we were in, we just couldn't move.
The city of Revere is using the experiences of COVID-19 survivors to help stave off an anticipated resurgence of the disease this fall and winter. Revere is one of the communities the state considers to be at high risk. So far, more than 2,660 people have become sick and 103 Revere residents have died from COVID-19. In the new program, people who were ill describe their recovery and their feelings about the importance of covering your mouth and nose in public, careful hand washing, and keeping a safe distance from others. Marvin Pena is an Iraqi war veteran who immigrated from El Salvador when he was 8 years old.
You know, I'm like the poster child of how sick can you get? I got, initially I started getting temperatures, the chills, the headaches. Then I was like, at least I can still taste and smell my food. 2 days later, I lost the ability to taste and smell the food and my appetite. And then I started getting my temperatures where it was 103, 104.
Pena was in the intensive care unit for 5 weeks. For 23 of those days, he was on a ventilator in an induced coma so he could tolerate the tube in his throat, allowing him to breathe. When he emerged from the medically induced coma, he had difficulty with his memory.
I couldn't remember a lot of things in my life. I lost a lot of memory initially. I've been married for about a year. I forgot who my wife was, and I couldn't recognize my wife. After a few weeks after waking up from the coma, I started getting a lot of stuff back. But there's still a lot of things that I don't remember.
And as a previously healthy 35-year-old marathon runner, Pena found it difficult to comprehend the physical toll of the disease.
First month, I couldn't walk. I was in a walker. I had muscle atrophy. To this day, I still can't feel the right thigh. There's parts of my thigh where it's sore, and there's parts of it where numb. I have no feeling in my thigh. So all that affected me going out to look for work.
The chief of Health and Human Services in Revere, Kim Hanton, hopes these messages reach high-risk communities.
We know that people are very, very tired of hearing from us, So we're spewing it out left and right, and I think people are like, this is propaganda, this isn't real. So what we've decided is that let's take a look at, the human aspect of this. Let's really look at the people that this has touched.
As Pena recovers, he has advice for people who doubt the severity of the disease.
The way I see it is, I live another day to help somebody out, to give them my story, to tell them, okay, it's not just a cold. It's not just you get sick for a few days. It's very severe. I was lucky. There's people dying every day.
Sow says the experience has changed the way her family lives.
We're always wearing a mask everywhere. Every time we go to the store or touch anything, we have hand sanitizer immediately ready. Right when we go home from work, I take a quick shower. I disinfect everything. We are cleaning that house daily. COVID is a real thing, and it's killed so many people. So just not masking up or saying COVID is a myth and at the expense of others, no one, I'm not going to lose my dad because someone didn't want to mask up or stay home. No life is worth that.
That's 19-year-old Revere resident Brittany Sow and 35-year-old Iraq War veteran Marvin Pena of Revere. You can see them share their stories at WBUR.org.